Entertained a motion to kind of recess back into public hearings? Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Now back in public hearing, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and these minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give a statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is Sussex CSG2 LLC. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a 28.09 acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 55.09 0 acres, more or less. The properties are lying on the south side of Gumtree Road, which is Sussex County Route 405, the west side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, and the north side of Blueberry Lane, which is Sussex County Route 402. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 433, Map 6, Parcels 18, Parcel 20.00, and 26.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a wetland and watercourse investigation report. We have a copy of a staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response and a response received from the Delaware Fish and Wildlife, and we have zero comments. Thank you. I'm sorry, I should say the application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of May 11th of this year, and at the meeting of May 25th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons stated and subject to the 11 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, your paperless packet includes copies of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you.
Any questions from Council?
I have a question. What you just read is on our agenda here, I guess, says it's 28.9 acres on 55 acres total. What's here doesn't say that.
Correct. And this is
was it advertised wrong?
So this is an application where, following the Planning and Zoning Commission, there was a revised legal ad, if I remember correctly. I just need to pull that out. So, and I believe the applicant's presentation will clarify the exact acreages.
Okay, so I want to make sure it's advertised right. That's what I'm sure.
Correct.
Okay.
But we'll make sure of that following the applicant's presentation.
That's cool.
Okay. Mr. Fuqua.
Good afternoon. For the record, Jim Fuqua, representing the applicant, Sussex CSG2 LLC. And Mr. President, that issue was brought up at the Planning and Zoning meeting, and it was re-advertised for this hearing with the correct...
Thank you.
With me are Nick Walsh on behalf of the applicant and Alan Dechter of Pannoni Associates. Both this application and the next hearing are applications for solar array facilities, and they're basically filed by the same company. So with the Council's permission, I propose to incorporate my comments on this application as part of the record on the next application to avoid repeating myself on certain things.
We have done that on the others as well.
Okay. An exhibit book was submitted for the record. It contains relevant information about the proposed solar array facility. And let me just begin by stating that both this applicant and the applicant on the next hearing are companies that are owned by Dimension Renewable Energy, which is a national company focused on community solar facilities, and Dimension operates over 400 community solar projects throughout the United States. I was first contacted by Dimension in October of 2021, and these two applications were filed approximately a year ago. At the time I was contacted, I was not very familiar with community solar facilities, and I don't think that the council was either at that time. However, lots changed over the last 12 to 18 months. I'm aware that both the Planning Commission and the County Council have had numerous public hearings on community solar applications and has gained a lot of knowledge about that. So I'm going to focus our presentation on the particulars of the two proposed Dimension sites. This application involves three tax map parcels containing a total of about 54 acres of land. The land is owned by Frankfurt Center LLC. The land is, the 54 acre parcel is adjacent, it's located just to the west of Frankfurt. It has road frontage on the south side of Gumtree Road on the north. The west side of the property borders Route 113. And then it borders on the south, the north side of Blueberry Lane. The applicant's going to be leasing approximately 29.1 acres of the 54-acre site. And what's being leased, as you can see on the exhibit, it is basically the western portion of the site. The lease will be a 25-year term with 2 5-year options to extend the lease. The conditional use area, as shown there where the solar arrays are, to the north and the east The solar array area will border the remainder of the parcel. There's a tax ditch and a DP&L, a right-of-way located to the west of the site, and there's several residential properties located at the south portion of the site. A portion of the 54 acres is zoned C1, a commercial, and that's basically the land that's to the east, and there's a 500-foot-wide corridor adjacent to 113 that's zoned C1. The remainder of the site is zoned AR1, and the conditional use area is all contained within the AR1 zoned area. Under the comprehensive plan's future land use map, the C1 land is designated as commercial, and the AR land is part of both a town center area and a developing area, both of which are growth areas under the comp plan. And the conditional use area is in the town center and developing area designations. As the council has noted on other community solar applications, and as is stated in the recently adopted solar array ordinance, Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comp Plan encourages the use of renewable energy options such as community solar facilities. Now, as to the site plan itself, the site entrance will be from Gumtree Road, which is to the north. The entrance will be designed and constructed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. There'll be a gravel access road that will extend along the western side of the solar array field. There will be one unlit sign at the entrance, not to exceed 32 square feet. DLDOT indicated in its service level evaluation response that the traffic impact would be diminutive and no further studies were required. It is anticipated that after construction of the facility, traffic would be limited to biannual equipment inspections, routine property maintenance and grass cutting, and equipment repair if and when that is required. There are no on-site employees, and the equipment is monitored remotely. The solar array area will have a 7-foot security fence around it, its perimeter. There'll be an emergency key box at the entrance gate. The solar arrays themselves will be ground-mounted flex-track solar panels. Other equipment consists of inverters and transformers, and they're located on two equipment pads located on the site. The solar area grounds themselves will be seeded with a solar pollinator seed mix, which is a very slow-growing, environmentally friendly ground cover. The southern boundary of the solar field will have a landscape buffer around the perimeter there, as shown on the plan there. This will be a landscape buffer approximately 30 feet in width. There is one area where it does taper down to 15 feet, where an existing access road is located. It's an access road for a couple of homes across the street. The access road is actually on this property. So in that area, it's going to taper down because of the roadway. A detailed landscaping plan will be submitted as part of the final site plan review by the Planning Commission. The site itself will be properly maintained with conventional mowing and trimming. There is a copy of an operation and maintenance plan book that's in the exhibit book. The actual operation of the facility, the only sound associated with the operation is a very minimal sound, being a low hum from the inverters. A glare analysis study was done, which predicted no potential glare resulting from the panels, and there are no odors, dust, smoke, heat, things of that nature associated with the operation. Stormwater management will comply with state and county requirements, and there is no sewer or water impact from the operation. This facility is anticipated to generate 7.62 gigawatts hours of electricity, which is the equivalent of the annual power needs for approximately 850 homes. The facility will actually connect to the Delmarva Power Grid at a location near the entrance off of Gumtree Road. The anticipated production life of the facility is 30 to 35 years, which corresponds to the lease term. There is a copy of a decommissioning plan in the exhibit book explaining that upon the expiration of the lease or an earlier termination of the use, all the equipment and materials on the site would be removed. The site would be returned to its current condition, and the things removed would be properly disposed. The plan also provides a security in the form of a decommissioning bond to cover the cost of the restoration if that became necessary. The estimated cost and terms of the security will be provided as part of the final site plan review to be reviewed again by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And lastly, the proposed facility is authorized by and subject to the laws of Delaware, specifically Title 26 of the Delaware Code, regulating community-owned energy generating facilities and renewable energy, and the facility will be operated in compliance with that statute. As Mr. Whitehouse stated, at its May 25th meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approval of conditional use 2353, subject to conditions A through K, which the applicant finds appropriate and acceptable. And for the reasons stated and the conditions recommended by the Planning Commission, the applicant does request your approval. And that would conclude our presentation, subject, of course, to any questions that the council may have.
Yes, Mr. Fuqua, I have a question. It's partly for Mr. Whitehouse, too, following up on Mr. Vincent's question earlier. In the advertisement and in the short title, it shows 14.64 acres of a 28.09 acre parcel. Has there been a change in that at all?
Correct, and if I can assist, Mr. President, so following the Planning and Zoning Commission's hearing back on May 11th, this was drawn to our attention that the ordinance as originally introduced contained a reference to a 14-acre portion of the parcel. Mr. Fuqua made contact with staff, and staff then reached out to repeat the legal ads with new acreages. They were run in the Cape Gazette on May 19th and the Delaware State News on May 17th. So this has been re-noticed with the new acreages to the public's perspective. However, on today's agenda, the original acreages are on the agenda. But I can confirm all the public noticing and legal ads are all now correct. So.
Okay, what is the actual acreage? Because I was listening to Mr. Fuqua's presentation. What is the acreage?
And I can reread it. So it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a 28.09 acre portion of a certain parcel, lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 55.00 acres, more or less. So the revised number is the 55 acre number.
Okay, you were talking faster. My Sussex County ears could hear. Is it 28.09 for the first number?
Correct. And then the second is on a 55-acre parcel. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to make sure we had that clear for the record.
Right.
Were there any other questions from council?
I just have one quick one.
Hudson.
Is that land still under production at this point? Farm?
I'd have to ask Nick that. Nick, is that still...
It's in production.
No, I believe it is still under production at this point.
Yeah. Could you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yeah, Nick Walsh with Dimension Energy.
And do you know who tills it?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Did
Mr. Green?
And you are aware there was a tax increase to the property from the county?
Yes, and that is the my client's obligation.
If there are no other questions and you had nothing else to add, if you have a seat. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone else or anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely who would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. Is it okay with council? Close public record. Ask Mr. Mormon a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a 28.09-acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 55 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 10 with conditions 11A through K.
Pleasure, Council.
I would move for a deferral at this point.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, to defer. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
All yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2354. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Middle Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 23.58 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Old Racetrack Road, which is Sussex County Route 502, approximately 0.75 mile east of Delmar Road, which is Route 54. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 14.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a wetland and water course investigation. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT Service of Evaluation response and a response received from the Delaware Division of Fish and Wildlife. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of May 11th of this year. And at the meeting of May 25th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons stated and subject to the 11 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Okay, any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Fuquay again.
Again, for purposes of the record, I'm still Jim Fuquay and I represent the applicant on this application, Sussex CSG 1 LLC. Again, an exhibit book was submitted on this application containing information regarding the proposed use. And as I previously stated, I'd like to incorporate as part of the record on this application what I just presented on the previous application. Similar to the prior application, this application requests a conditional use for a community solar facility on a portion of an approximately 49-acre parcel of land owned by Shore Properties, Inc. The land is located on the south side of Old Racetrack Road, just northwest of the town of Delmar municipal limits. The applicant will be leasing 23.58 acres of a 49-acre parcel, and it's the acreage that's basically located in the rear southeastern portion of the property, shown where the blue solar arrays are. The lease will be a 25-year term with 2 5-year options to extend the lease. The 23.58-acre conditional use area borders wooded land to the south, the Conrail railroad tracks to the east, land zone heavy industrial to the north. You can see that's the purple land just to the north of the site. And then the remainder of the site to the also to the north and to the west. The entire parcel is zoned AR1, and the entire parcel is actually indicated as an industrial area under the comp plan's future land use map. The entrance will be from Old Racetrack Road. It'll be designed and constructed in accordance with DelDOT requirements. There'll be a gravel access road that crosses a portion of the unleased land that will extend to the solar site itself. There is a tax ditch there, and that's already been reviewed by DENREC, and DENREC has indicated it has no objection to the proposed crossing of the Meadow Branch tax ditch, which again is located just north of the site. There'll be one unlit sign at the entrance, not to exceed 32 square feet. DelDOT indicated in its traffic impact review that the traffic impact would be diminutive. Again, after construction, traffic would be limited to inspections and maintenance, as I stated on the prior application. There will be a 7-foot security fence around the perimeter of the solar array area with an emergency key box at the entrance gate. The solar panels will be similar to the equipment that I mentioned on the prior application, and will actually be an equipment pad directly in the center of the array field. The grounds will be seeded with a solar pollinator mix and maintained in accordance with the operations and maintenance plan that's in the exhibit book. There is no sewer or water impact. Stormwater management will comply with state and county requirements. There is a small area of federal non-tidal wetlands located on the very southern boundary of the solar array area, and you can see that as a where it says existing vegetated buffer at the south end of that. There is a 25-foot wide buffer being provided from the edge of the wetlands. In that area, the perimeter boundary fence will be placed outside of the wetland buffer area. So the wetlands and the buffer will be outside of the fencing and will not be impacted. There's an existing tree line located along the northern, eastern, and southern boundaries of the solar array area. Those trees will remain as a natural buffer, except for selective trimming or removal of trees to allow the solar panels to function properly, in other words, to receive sunlight.
How wide is that area? The existing tree line, how wide is that?
I'm not sure myself. Do you know, Alan? Well, it's along the north, the east, and the south. On the south, I can tell you that the parcel to the south is totally wooded, so I don't know if I can even tell there. Okay. Just identify yourself.
My name's Alan Decker, professional engineer with Pannoni Associates. So basically, starting at the north side, the existing buffer is roughly 20 to 30 feet wide. It goes into the site past the BRL line, which is 15. Along the east side, along the railroad tracks, it's roughly 15 feet. And then on the south end with the wetlands, it varies, but on average, it's 20 feet wide.
Thank you.
Similar to the other application, there's no significant noise, glare, odors, dust, smoke, or heat associated with the operation. This facility is anticipated to generate 6.69 gigawatt hours of electricity, which is the equivalent of the annual power needs of a home, of 750 homes. This facility will connect to the Delmarva power grid at a location near the site entrance on Old Racetrack Road, and DP&L does have a transfer station located on the north side of Old Racetrack Road. Again, there is a decommissioning plan submitted in the exhibit book submitted to the, or similar to the one that was submitted on the prior application, and there'll also be a security provided as part of the final site plan approval by the Planning Commission. And the facility will operate in compliance with Title 26 of the Delaware Code regulating community-owned energy generating facilities. At its May 25th meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission also unanimously recommended approval of conditional use 2354, subject to conditions A through K, which again the applicant finds appropriate and acceptable. And for the reasons stated and the conditions recommended by the commission, the applicant requests your approval. And again, that would conclude our presentation, subject to any questions you may have.
Any questions from council? Seeing none, Mr. Fuqua, if you have a seat, is there anyone in the room today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition to this application? Seeing none, operator, can you check, excuse me, to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time then we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So I think the council close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 23.58 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 9 with conditions 10A through K.
Thank you. If someone make the motion to defer on this.
I would make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next item, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2372.
Thank you,
Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5.00 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Cedar Corners Road, which is Sussex County Route 638, approximately 0.8 miles south of Redden Road, which is Route 40. The 911 address is 17490 Cedar Corners Road, Bridgeville, and the tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 17, parcel 62.00, submitted into the record. Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we've received 2 mail returns and 0 comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of May 11th of this year, and at the meeting of May 25th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons stated and subject to the 11 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is Mr. Morales here, or I believe Mr. Perez spoke for him at the... Yes, sir. You want to come forward?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, see, give us your name and home address,
is the... No, okay, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
So my name is Kevin Morales Perez. The address, I'm not too sure. I know Cedar Corners Road. We just moved there like a week or two ago, so
okay.
I don't know the whole thing yet.
Okay, if you'll explain what you're asking the council to approve, please.
So we're trying to get approved for, I believe, a business to be there. I assumed from last time that was already, I had explained it to last time, or do I have to redo it again?
Yes, if you could just kind of give an explanation. That group just gives a recommendation here. We've read that, but if you kind of just give a recap of what you would like the council to approve. This is the body that has final approval.
Okay. So we're trying to seek approval for a landscaping business on the property just to put our equipment and stuff there. So we have a few dump trucks, I think 2 of them, a few trailers, and just general smaller stuff, and some campers as well. Mm-hmm. Not sure what else you guys would require.
Do you keep your equipment in a garage or other building, or is it stored outdoors?
So it's stored outdoors for the machines. We have the Bobcat and a smaller skid steer that stays in an outdoor building. It's open. It's just got the roof so it doesn't get wet. And then the trucks, the trailers, they just get parked outside. So there's no really building. The only equipment we store is like the chainsaws, weed whackers, all the smaller stuff, and that just gets stored in a camper, I think it is. Okay.
From looking at the map, it appears to be a wooded lot. Is where you store the dump trucks and other things, is that, could it be seen from the road, or is it back further?
So where we store our material or our equipment is kind of in this general area. Which so it is about,
yep. If you press the red color at the top, and then you can draw on the screen. So.
Are there any other questions from council?
I have one. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just making sure you understand the conditions that were, you received in writing, A through K. Are you okay with the conditions?
I believe so, yes.
Is there anything you needed us to discuss on any of those?
Don't think so.
Okay, looked pretty good to me.
Will there be any retail stuff there, retail sales?
No.
Okay, that's all I have.
So no sales at all.
Okay. Any other questions from council? If not, if you have a seat, sir. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So give it council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5.00 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7, with conditions 8A through K.
Pleasure, council.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I'll also vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I'll also vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning.
I also will vote yes based on conditions and reasons for planning and zoning. Motion carried. Next.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The next matter is conditional use number 2391. Mr. Wayhaus.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.46 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Cedar Lane, which is Sussex County Route 318, approximately 950 feet southeast of Wood Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 321. The 911 address is 22491 Cedar Lane, Georgetown. And the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 20, Parcel 142.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, which include a site plan. We have a copy of the deed for the property. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. And I would note that we have received one comment which has been printed and circulated to council on your desks. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of May 11th of this year. And at the meeting of May 25th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 5 reasons stated and subject to the 13 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of the council? Seeing none, is the applicant here, or I believe this is Mr. Perez that was going to speak?
Good afternoon. My name is Perez, and this is the actual applicant, Mr. Mario. We were here with the Planning Commission. Again, this is the for a small repair shop, motor shop. The only thing that I didn't have at the time was at the last meeting for the Planning Commission was the exact name of the person of the company that would be picking up the used oil. We did have, we finally were able to obtain that for a small little shop that Mr. Mario is trying to operate. Most companies do not want to operate that, conduct that type of business, only make probably 1 barrel or 2 barrel, 50 gallon drums. So the name of the company, they provide that earlier today. Its name is Crystal Clean, and they're out of Baltimore. That's the company that we were able to finally contract, and they're willing to come in and pick up the used oil. And that was the only concern that I did have. that I thought maybe the council might be, I'm sorry, might be concerned about who's going to pick up the expended oil. Any questions?
Any questions from council?
The only question I have is, one of the conditions says that all the repairs will be done inside, and all I see on the property photograph looks like a residence there, but no, no building for doing repair work.
I'm sorry, sir, down the, on what side, is it on the south side, on the west? Yeah, that's.
So that's the actual property, not what's highlighted in the other photograph?
Yes, that's the actual property, that's the garage.
And that's on a different location, or is that the same?
No, that's, that is the location. And then there's a fence right there on the, you can see it to the left of the.
So there must be a discrepancy as far as when the photographs were taken.
Apparently.
When was that built?
When was it, the morning? Your concern is the, there is not a, the vacant property adjacent to the right of it?
Well, the photograph on the left doesn't seem to show an outdoor building for doing work.
It's your Google Earth shot.
Yeah.
And the, but the one on the right does, so if that's the same property, there must be a time difference.
I'm sorry, the.
The date difference.
If I can assist, the photograph on the right was taken between February and March of this year. The photo on the left, I don't have a date for, but is likely to be older.
The building's been recently constructed then, apparently.
Well, we know it's there, right?
The only structure of the, is the garage itself, which is the building with the bluish roof.
Right, so we know it's there.
Yes.
Okay, that was the question I had. And then the other, one of the other conditions was no, I believe no vehicles be stored outside?
Right, there's to be, the most that, the only two vehicles could be installed in Mr., one of the comments that I made in the last meeting was there'll be no Saturday due to his religious beliefs and his religion. There'll be no Saturday and Sunday, obviously, there's Saturday and Sunday. It's only Monday to Friday, limited hour from 10 to 5. And the only vehicles it's going to be working on is basically maybe no more than two or three vehicles. And then only can fit two vehicles inside. And the vehicles that you see in that picture basically are the white ones on the front of the garage. And I believe that white run Raiders was a vehicle that he was about to work on. But if you go to the property, all those vehicles were gone.
That's all I had.
Any other questions? If not, sir, you could have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check remotely to see if there's anyone wanting to comment on this application?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore, read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.46 acres more or less for reasons number 1 through 5 given by planning and zoning and their conditions 6A through M.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We will take the vote. I think it's your district, Mr. Green. This your district. Who's green? Is this your district?
It says
green,
green on there, but it's actually my district now. So based on the recommendations with the conditions offered by planning and zoning, I will vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning commission.
Mr. Mr. Green?
I'll vote yes based on recommendation and conditions from planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions. I'll vote yes.
Based on P&amp;Z's recommendations and conditions, all those who vote yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The next one is change of zone number 1986. Mr. Whitehouse?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.22 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Johnson Road, which is Sussex County Route 207, approximately 0.12 mile east of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113. The 911 address is 18017 and 18033 Johnson Road, Lincoln, and the tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 115.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of a boundary survey for the property, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we've received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 27th of this year. And at the meeting of April 27th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the eight reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, or so that one meeting, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Davidson.
Good evening, or good afternoon, I should say. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm principal land planner with Pannoni Associates outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here representing the application today for JKJ Properties, LLC. With me is Mr. Jim Weller. I'm sure you know Mr. Weller. He's the owner of Weller Utility Trailers. He's also the host of Weller Does Delmar on News Talk Radio. As introduced, this is an application to grant a rezoning of lands in an AR1 agricultural residential district. It's located on 1.22 acres, more or less. It's located on the north side of Johnson Road, which is, and the property is approximately 300 feet, more or less, east of US 113. We are asking for the rezoning to C2 medium commercial density. This property was purchased by Mr. Weller on November 5th of 2021, and he is the managing member of JKJ Properties. Just a little brief history. Mr. Weller has been on this property, owns these two properties adjacent to us that are ones along 113. It also kind of comes around the corner here on Johnson Road. They're currently zoned C1. A little brief history, Mr. Weller, this used to be the old tire shop there. Mr. Weller started working there, I believe, when he was 9 years old. He purchased the business when he was 16 years old, and then subsequently started purchasing the property, first this one here, and then the one here on the corner. The properties are surrounded by other AR1 zone lands and have some residential. There's also, we're across the road here from a zone B1 land. There's a conditional use auto repair across the street as well, and then you can see that this intersection here is primarily occupied by the Fitzgerald Auto Salvage Company, and those properties are all zoned heavy industrial. As you know that your ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create the more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning predictability within Sussex County. The C2 commercial district is to support the uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer sales. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses, and the district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets, and it accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. So the granting of this application 2C2 will allow Mr. Weller to expand his existing commercials properties, as I just shown there along on the corner there of Johnson and DuPont Boulevard, to create quality commercial flex space that will focus on customers from the nearby existing and future communities. Currently, right now, on the existing commercial, he's got Stokely Materials located in this corner here, and then he's got the Beans Antique Store located on the building on the adjacent property there. So Mr. Weller, he anticipates being able to lease this property here, being to small contractors, plumbers, electricians. The property lays out, has two existing dwellings on it right now, currently being rented as residential. That's how he purchased the property, with two existing houses. It has two addresses for those two existing residents. There's some storage buildings in the back here. So this property lays out perfectly for Mr. Weller to be able to offer this property to smaller contractors to be able to use for their office space and be able to have inside storage, and it's already currently built on the property. And as I stated, it is in the vicinity of other commercial properties, and it's not out of character with the area and would not create any type of nuisance to the area being zoned to commercial. The 2019 Sussex Comprehensive Plan, the area that's proposed is in a low-density area. It is adjacent to commercial land use areas as well as in the vicinity, and I do have those maps within the booklet there. It's in the vicinity of other developing areas as well. So, and of course, the industrial area that is located across the highway from this particular property. We know that the plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area or the county in general. And as I stated, Mr. Weller, the types of uses that he's promoting here will not create any type of nuisance to the adjacent properties. The property is located on a major collector road according to DLDOT's highway functional classification. Additional right-of-ways and easements will be dedicated as during final planning of the property. No traffic impact study was required at this time for the rezoning to C2. And then the focus of the retail and office in low density should be providing convenience goods and services to nearby residences. And that's what his intent is to promote the property for, is to for local contractors and the like to be able to occupy the property. We know that on table 4.5-2 in the comprehensive plan, the applicable zoning district in a low density area is medium commercial, the C2 zoning district, and that's what we're asking for today. Just some housekeeping items. There are no wetlands on the property. There's no historical or natural features of the property. The stormwater will be on site and use best management practices for the area. Right now, until sanitary sewer and water's in the area, the site has an existing septic system and a well that has been permitted by Denerec on the properties. And in that, we feel that the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the future land use plan, strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth and development through community design, mobility, utilities, transportation, and economic development in an area where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential, desirable for the general convenience or growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that's my presentation, and along with the recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission to approve this, that's my presentation. We ask that you look in favor, and we're here to answer any questions.
Thank you. Prior to me asking for any questions, I was remiss. Typically, I do this just for council's information. I have represented and do represent Mr. Weller and some of his different entities. However, I always announce in those kind of cases, I obviously don't have a vote, and obviously I'm not representing him on this application. If there were a question that were of a very technical nature that Mr. Whitehouse could not answer, I would ask that other legal counsel then answer the questions on those. So are there any questions from council?
Questions? Apparently not.
If not, you may have your seat. And although I see the room is vacant, I still ask the question. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check remotely to see if there's anyone listening that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearings. Okay, with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moorman the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.22 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 8.
Pleasure, council.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second. Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation from planning and zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of the planning and zoning commission.
Mr. Riley.
Based on planning and zoning's recommendations, I will vote yes.
Based on P&Z's recommendations and the reasons they stated, although yes, motion carried. And motion to adjourn.
Second. So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Riley. Any
second.
Questions? We'll take no. We'll take a vote. Mr. Schaefer, you're in a hurry. Mr.
Yeah.
Schaefer. Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.